朋友们，大家好，欢迎来到舌尖上的美国。昨天我们稍微谈论了一下迟到，而且也给大家自测了一下。那么今天首先我们来看一段对话。 Sorry, I overslept. My clock didn't go off this morning. 对不起，我睡过头了，早上的闹钟没响。 Again? 又没有响吗？ That's right. Even though I did set the alarm last night. 是的，我昨晚确实定闹钟了。 Your clock never works. Perhaps you should buy a new one.你的闹钟从来没好用过，也许你该买个新的了。Well, if it breaks down again tomorrow, I will definitely buy a new one. 如果要是明天它再坏，我肯定会买个新的。Maybe by then it will be too late. 也许那时就太晚了。What do you mean too late? 太晚是什么意思呢？ By that time, you will be fired. 到那时你就会被炒了。通常公司都会允许不超过三次的善意迟到，但是如果你天天迟到还总是拿闹钟不响作为借口的话，那么建议你还是买三个以上的闹钟，毕竟主管不是那么好糊弄的。
If you have problems with being punctual, especially for things that are a bit threatening, such as doctor's appointments, new social situations, or meeting with people you don't like, then your lateness is anxiety-basedPutting off inevitable is how your mind tries to cope with anxiety.
如果你总是迟到，在诸如医生约见、新的社交场合，或者与你不喜欢的人碰面等一些你害怕面对的事情上尤其明显的话，那么这种迟到都是由于焦虑引起的。就算不可避免，也要尽量的延后，这就是大脑应对焦虑情绪时的做法。
But if you are habitually late for routine business and for events that don't cause you much discomfort, then the problem is mainly with self-discipline and your inner break. The part of you that balks at externing itself and at being told what to do.
但是如果你已经习惯在任何常规工作或活动场合迟到，那么这就是自律问题了。还有你心里那个顽劣的自己，那个阻止你努力上进，不让你听从引导的自己。既然迟到，我们就要道歉。我们来看一看常用的表达道歉的方式。
Sorry. Please forgive my lateness. Please excuse me, I have to run. I'm really or awfully or terribly sorry. I can't tell you how sorry I am. Please forgive me, I didn't mean that.
还有一些常用句型。
It was wrong of me. I hope you will excuse me.I apologize for that. I'm really sorry to be late again.
好了，今天的节目就到这里，我们下期再见。